Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Bear Boost Traders podcast. And in this video for this session, I have a great friend of mine that I've known for quite a while. His name is Paris, going to be joining us today to talk about his background in trading and also get to know a little more about his style and what has worked for him. And I also want to ask him, and I'm sure many traders want to know out there, is that aha moment for traders where they go from not being able to figure things out to boom, it just clicks. So I'm always looking forward to hear the different things that made a difference in different traders, especially my good friend Paris. Paris, welcome, man. Good to see you. Glad to have you on today as we do this this podcast. Give us a little bit of your background. I mean, I know you for a while. I know you back in 2018. I remember the meetup we had back in New York when we were both really new starting out. We both found Bear Boost Traders. And that was actually the first meetup of BBT. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, give us a little bit of your background and how things are going. How's things have started?
Thank you, Carlos. First of all, thank you for having me. It means so much to me and I really appreciate it. Second of all, just telling you about the background. I remember you being in the part of that 2018 meetup. But looking back, it was back in 2014 when I got exposed to day trading in specific. I was very much interested in the stock market for a very, very long time, back and since my school days when I was really young. And I was always interested in financial market, but I did not know which area of financial market am I interested in. Is it more into the investment banking side? Is it more into the investment portfolio side? Is it auditing side? The financial market is so big on the banking side. Those were so big that I did not know which one that I'm more interested or which one I'm passionate about. And I started exploring things and I got exposed to stock market. Just about from the financial standpoint, stock market was something that I was really excited about. And even the stock market is so big, you still have to, it's over the years, you get more exposed to what happens in the stock market. But long story short, 2014 was the time when I got exposed to day trading. And I read a few books on the day trading. 2014 was also the time where I moved from India to US. All my education, I was born in India, came to US in 2014. And that was the time I was exposed to it. And since then, I was hooked. I read a few books, did not get much out of it until I came across a book called How to Day Trade for Living by Andrew Aziz. Okay. And that's where it was a very simple, clear-cut book with step-by-step on what as a new trader you wanna take step-by-step, guides you through it, just exposes you to the basic setups, exposes you to the tools to use, the softwares to use, how you wanna practice in simulator. The guidance was something that as a newbie I was looking for. And I can plan accordingly that these are my steps to proceed with. So that's what gave me the initial thing. But as a lot of traders expect that they want to just start making money from day one, I had the same expectation I was wrong. And it took me 3 long years to become that consistent profitable trader. It's a very difficult journey when you're starting with it. But from 2015 is when I started actively trading, and 2018 was when I could say that, first 2 years I was very I was making money, losing money, break even after commissions. All the number of trades that you take in a day, it's crazy of how much of commissions you give. But I was losing money overall for the first 2 years. I was trading every single day though. It was a very difficult journey. And then the third year is when I was exposed. Obviously, I was learning price action. I was learning how to find the setup, create a playbook. Everything, all the right things that you want to do in terms of technicals as well as psychological. But I was still not profitable. So and I was still learning. But third year was the when I got exposed to a skill called tape reading. And And that was, I wouldn't say an aha moment, because tape reading is also a very continuous learning journey process. And it took me some time to get hang of it. But that was one thing that I would say was my, you know, was my game changing edge in terms of my trading journey when I was exposed to it. Because coming from a background standpoint, I come from an IT background. From the way I work, I'm very designed in terms of everything needs to make sense or everything has to have a why. If I do not know why is it happening, or if I do not know the reason behind why the way it is happening, I would not trust it. When I got into day trading, one thing that I was very sure that I'm not here to gamble my money. I'm here only if it makes sense to me, or if it makes, give me that increased conviction on any trade that I take, or if I can tell with a better certainty that what's going to happen next, that's where I'm going to participate. And one thing I was very, very particular about was I'm not here for gamble. I'm here to, trade with increased probability in my mindset. So the second I start thinking that, okay, I'm gambling, I'll completely cut it out and completely stop my day and just revisit on what am I doing. So that's been, and since then, 2018, I've been profitable year over year, and my growth has been exponential because of price action, tape, the bigger picture, fundamentals, technicals, everything is very, very important, but that skill of knowing what is happening right now, which is basically what time and sales tell you, and what is happening in the immediate future, which is through the level two, which tells you through the order book, gives you a great edge in terms of increasing your probabilities in trading.
I could not agree with you more. You said something that I want to touch on. You said 3 years, man. Yeah. And I know some people hearing this, but that probably are not exposed to trading yet and are looking to get into it. You're going to hear that number and say, wait, what? And you're right, man. You're right. It's about, I always tell traders that want to get started, be ready to invest between 3 to 5 years in this business, because that's what this is. This is a business. If you don't look at it that way, then you're, first of all, you have the wrong mindset, which we all do starting out, right? When I came in here to trade, same thing like you did, right? We're looking to make that money and be able to become a profitable trader quickly. And we quickly learned that that's not the case, right? It's a process and just kind of get that experience. The next thing you mentioned was that there was no aha moment. And not the first time I heard that from traders. I heard other traders say the same thing. It was kind of like gradual, right?
Yeah. Where
it was not something just click. It was more like, hey, I got more experience today than yesterday, more experience this month than last month, more experience this year than last year. And I think that's more of the common path that traders take, opposed to, oh, I just flipped the switch, right? So I kind of agree with that, because that was kind of my learning curve as well. After struggling a while, you just get better as you go. And I always tell traders, man, just don't quit. Just keep going. You could be worse. You could still be bad, but you could be less bad.
Eventually
you become good. So I know people don't want to hear that, but that is the honest truth,
Yeah, and I think the journey from losing money to become a profitability is some less of a mistakes that you do over the period of time, journey. So yes, it's as simple as that. And a lot of people come to me and say that, for example, whether it's a price action or a tape reading, right? And a lot of people come back, oh, it is run so fast. It is, the tape is like, how can you understand this? And one of the things I would, I keep remind, like for example, so my wife, she's a doctor and she has to go through a lot of videos, and she listens to those videos at 2x or a 2.5x speed, or sometimes even 3x. And when I hear her listening to those videos, it feels like blah, 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 and something's going on, but she understands it. And that's exactly what the experience or listening to it over and over and practicing over gives you, that edge. for me at this point, it feels like the time in sales, irrespective of how fast it goes in front of me, it feels very slow and I'm able to get it. But when you are new to that trading, you have to be patient in terms of, you know, watching it over and over with a very slower speed and then practicing with a higher speed so that you can get what is going on in front of you. So it's all about practice and it takes time, but you have to have that process. You have to stick on the crease to, you know, keep those scoreboard or keep those runs coming.
Yeah, I agree. And as a newer trader, you're not just only looking at the tape, you look at the volume, the price, as your chart. So it's a lot of information coming at you at what it seems to be at 100 miles per hour. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. Like you said, the example of your wife, the more you do it, the better you get at it and the slower it becomes. And I always do the analogy, like when you're in a highway, if you, especially out in the West Coast, where some highways are like, you know, 90 miles per hour, they got a very high speed limit, 85, whatever. So people are doing 100 with no problem. When you do it for the first time coming from the East Coast, when you're going that fast, you're like, man, we're rocking. Everything is just flying by.
Yeah.
After an hour from California to Vegas, after an hour doing 100 and you slow down to 60, you're like, man, we're not moving. Because you're used to it.
I agree. You know,
same thing here with the tape sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And all you have to do is just stick to it and believe in the process that eventually the less mistakes you do, the better you get. And that's what you're going to strive for. Nobody can be, you know, perfect in terms of executions. Nobody can be like as good as ideal case scenario. We're not striving for being an ideal trader. We're striving for the mistakes that we have done in the past just to cut down and get better every single day.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Paris, let me ask you, I know you have a course, right, on reading the tape, which is kind of a complete course that walks you through everything. Give us a little bit about that course. I know it's in tradingacademy.com is where you can find it. And don't worry, guys, I'll put links in the show notes here. I'll put it on the post so you guys can get it. But give us a brief description of that course and what if someone can get out of it?
So that course is specifically designed to dive deeper into order flow analysis. And what does it mean by order flow analysis is the time and sale. There are two parts when we talk about the tape. One is the time and sales window, which is basically displays all the real orders that are passing through, which are executed orders, which are where the buyer met a seller. So these are real executions that are happening in front of you. And depending on how the buyers and sellers are transacting, whether it's they are hitting the bids or they are hitting the ask or they are between the bid and the ask, there is a lot of information you can tell on the psychology of the market at that point of time if the buyers are aggressive or the sellers are aggressive. So that's one thing. And the second thing is the level two, which is the order book, and which usually tells you if how much of a liquidity the stock has either on the upside or on the downside. So these are the orders which are waiting to be filled at either at the lower prices or the higher prices. So depending that if there is an imbalance in the liquidity, you can tell with a higher certainty that where the price is or where the stock's price is going to move in that direction. So this is exactly what tape reading is all about. You're trying to understand what the stock or how the psychology of the stock is at that point of time and also have that visibility in terms of numbers on the immediate future on how, and this is a very, very important skill, especially the day traders or active traders who want to have to be able to, you know, pinpoint your entries and exits. Because I can, in this particular course, it's a 15-16 hour long course, which details you with every single concept and with a real-time examples on how you can identify the real buyers versus real sellers. Because all you have to do is just piggyback on the bigger institutions who have bigger orders to place as a day trader or as an active discretionary trader and just ride the entire momentum that institutions are playing and increase your risk reward at the same time. So that's a, you know, concepts with real-time examples, real-time how to apply your concepts and whether it's breakouts, whether it's reversals, whether it's ranges. Because the beauty is you can, irrespective of the market, irrespective of the setup, irrespective of what conditions you are in, the tape doesn't lie. The tape will, the concepts would always be a very, very applicable irrespective of what market environment you are in. So that's where this course is all about. And obviously you'll have access to the archive section where I keep uploading all the, you know, frequent the videos of how the stocks behaved, what were the tape indications to get more reps for the traders to practice. And on top of that, there are other mentorship sessions that you get as a part of the course, which is weekly as well as monthly, followed by a premium Discord channel. So if you are interested, absolutely check that out. And that has been a game-changing skill for me. And I absolutely recommend the active intraday traders to get exposed to learning and analyzing the order flow, because that's where it gives you conviction on those trades, because you are seeing in front of you then anticipating the where the move is going to happen.
But let me ask you, so that's on the technical side, and it I think can help any trader as a momentum trader, because obviously you can fine tune your entries a lot more on where the price is looking to go next. So I think it can help anyone. Now on the psychology part, what were some of the biggest struggles you had, and what do you recommend to new traders that are getting in that, again, are in that stage? Because the first stage is very exciting. Oh, we're trading. It's not working out, but it's going to work. Then you start losing the optimism, and then you start kind of, okay, this is not going to work. I'm struggling. Psychology, maybe the strategy. What do you recommend to those type of traders?
So a lot of, so that's a really good question, Carlos. I think, and my take on psychology is initially when you are starting as a trader, a lot of people, when they struggle with their entries, exits, their trade management, and they say that, you know what, I was frustrated. I was, impulsive. I was, it did not work out. I just got out and then I started going Hulk mode. But a lot of people, start focusing on the psychology when they're starting it. Like, how do I fix my psychology, reading all the psychology books and all of that? My answer to them is, psychology, yes, it plays a very important role in trading. But when you're starting, focus on the technicals more. Focus on the things, because you are psychologically impacted because you do not have a strong technicals to back your trading. If you do not have a very, known entry criteria, exit criteria, where you want to take your partials, where your targets are, we are emotional beings. So emotions would kick in. But yeah, once you know things, and I love taking that example to prove that. Let's talk about, GPS, right? When we are trying to move, travel from A to B, when we, let us say, we are trying to focus on the signs and everything to go from A to B. In that particular case, you're trying to go from A to B, you will be consciously very emotionally impacted because you would be thinking, oh, what if I miss a turn? What if I miss a board? What if I miss a sign that I don't see it? And what if I miss an exit? And you'll be psychologically impacted from A to B. But let's look at the same thing from, let's have a GPS in front of you. And would you be emotionally impacted? You can listen to the songs all the time. When you drive, you just know because there is a guidance in front of you, and you for a fact know that it would be, you'll be able to be on the right way from A to B. Now let's do the same thing. Let's take another example where you have been traveling from A to B every single day for a year, and you know exactly the thing is. Do you need a GPS at that point? Or would you be emotionally impacted? Because irrespective of how much traffic it is, irrespective of how constructions are happening, it doesn't matter to you because you know exactly what you... And would the emotions kick in? No. Because know the route. It just becomes a second nature. Mm-hmm. And the second nature is when you come and focus more on your technicals. A lot of psychological issues would automatically go away once you have a very clear, precise entry, exit, trade management criteria, ad criteria, playbook criteria. Or if you have the more specific or the more deeper you go, the less emotions would kick in. The only time, so as a new trader, that's my recommendation, that focus more on the technicals. Psychology would be taken care as and when you go further. The psychology kicks in when you're trying to increase your bump on the size. When you're trying to, let us say you're going from 100 shares to 200 shares. And that's where a lot of traders come back and say that majority of the psychological emotions are because of the size you're taking. It's about the position and the size management that you're taking. A lot of people exit early just because they are not able to hold the size. A lot of people get stopped out early just because they're not, they get an itch to get out of the trade because they cannot handle that particular loss. Risk, so it's majority of the time it is size, and that's where you want to focus when you are more into, you know, 1-2 years down the line, when you're consistently profitable. That's where the psychology piece comes in, where you're questioning about and being aware about how the what kind of things are handling in your mind. What are the emotions that are kicking in? So emotions would come, or psychology would come later, and you can minimize your psychological impact, whether it's frustration, whether it's overtrading. A lot of times you can just focus on technicals, and things will eventually, you can decrease it to a very high level. So that's my recommendation for a newbie. And for the experienced traders, you absolutely have to understand from a sizing standpoint that how comfortable are you to hold that, and incrementally increase on size so that you're not taking irrational decisions just because of the size you're holding.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That is great advice. And I you said it perfectly. I always compare this to like a mortgage loan, right? Because when you first start out, you're paying, you know, the interest. Right. Then eventually, as you go, it goes this way, right? The interest comes down and the actual principal goes up. So same thing, spend that time on the technicals, right? Then eventually, after technicals get better and better, you're very good at it, then focus on the psychology, right? But with time, it gets better and better. So I always compare it to that, because that is the way to do it.
That is a perfect analogy. Yeah.
I think people do that. They tend to focus on the wrong things at the wrong time. And that could be a problem, because you could be focusing on the technicals. And if you keep changing strategies, you're not going to get better. And if you're focusing on psychology and not the technicals, it's also bad. So it's got to be in harmony to be able to make sense, right?
Absolutely.
So I appreciate it. And the part for our experienced trader is very important as well, because, man, just the risk. That's what gets me. Well, I know when I'm in an uncomfortable trade, I took too much size. I know it. You know, you feel it, right? I've been doing it for so long. Excuse me, that when I get too big, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm too big right now. I got to come back down. You could feel you feel that nervousness. It still happens now, even after many years. So experienced traders definitely got to be careful with that. Paris, this was excellent, man. Love that conversation. I'm looking forward to, actually, for those that don't know, we do have a meetup in Vancouver. So if you haven't signed up yet, please do that. It's going to be April 7th, I believe it is. April 7th and 8th.
April 7th and 8th, yes.
Yeah, so we'll be flying in the 5th. Actually, me and Paris are going to take the flight together from here, from Newark. Yeah. So that's going to be fun. I actually got to buy my ticket now. But if you haven't done so, go to bearbootraders.com to sign up. We got an early bird special happening right now, but after that, it's going to go up. So make sure you do that before the prices go up. And I think the price right now is awesome. So definitely check it out. Paris is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Obviously, Andrew's hometown and many of the other moderators are going to be there as well. So we'd love to see you there. But yeah, man, looking forward to seeing you there. Looking forward for our trip. I think it's going to be amazing. And anything else you want to tell our audience?
No, absolutely. We're going to rock it. So it's going to be a full house. There are close to 200 plus folks coming to Vancouver. So I'm really excited to meet so many people. I'm already receiving a lot of emails. So looking forward to that.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining the show today, the Bear Bootstraders podcast. Make sure to comment and like, and we will see you guys on the next one. Stay tuned.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Carlos.